Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Fighting in Syria continued on several fronts ahead of the planned ceasefire arranged by the U.S. and Russia in talks with Geneva. Clashes, including airstrikes, were reported around Aleppo and the capital, Damascus. Combat is supposed to end at sundown today and last for about 48 hours, could be extended to a week. Ceasefire has been welcomed by most major players in the conflict. Rebel factions, however, have some mixed reaction. Analyst David Lesh of Trinity University in Texas calls it a step in the right direction, but it does face numerous obstacles.
There's fragmentation on both sides of the conflict. The opposition has been fragmented all along. There's going to have to be a lot of leeway, as there was last February, in terms of continuing sporadic fighting. What is the tipping point toward breakdown or not? People will have to determine that.
Lesh also questions how it can hold without a mechanism for compliance. In a setback to Libya's unity government, fighters loyal to Eastern General Khalifa Haftar seized two oil ports, Ras Lanuf and Al Sidra terminals on the Mediterranean coast, and a third is being contested. Haftar opposes the UN-backed government of National Accord, and the seizure would complicate the efforts to restart production and fund its operations. Rescuers over the weekend pulled 3,400 migrants to safety on the Mediterranean off the Libyan coast. Italian Coast Guard said hundreds Sunday had left Libya aboard 8 overloaded inflatable dinghies and 2 fishing vessels. More than 14,000 have been rescued in a 5-day span. This is VOA News. Early results.